Join the 77 WABC VIP Club today. Only on this show, these promos, they're longer than the Iliad. You know, usually radio promos are like 4 or 5 sentences. Right, Curtis? It's like the Odyssey. It's like Homer wrote these. Jeez. I just wasted 2 minutes of your segment.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You did that on purpose. There's no doubt
about it. No.
I'm not a friend. I'm a foe. That's why the rename of the show should be Sid Rosenberg and Friends and One Foe. That's me. Usually I'm on once a week, and I'm a foe.
I kind of like that. You think you're the only foe, though? You think you're the only one?
Consistent.
Yes, you are consistent.
Because too many of them kiss your tuchus.
As they should.
They stroke you, you know, they say, oh, Sid, you're the best. Like that Frank Moran, oh, Sid, you're the best. And then he goes on.
Well, hold on a second. He didn't say you're the best. He congratulated me on the ratings, which, if I remember correctly, you did the same exact thing when they came out last Wednesday.
Because yeah, I did kick ass. I did it first.
I did it first, right.
And I did it best. The mid-patch hit.
Yes, you did.
And
yes.
By the way, I was really offended. I don't know who selected War by Bruce Springsteen.
I did.
Why? Wow, you chose the white boy like he doesn't get enough credit. That song is Edwin Starr.
Wasn't it Gary U.S. Bonds?
No, Motown.
Edwin Starr.
Yeah. That's right. And then he had 25 miles, and then the best. You got to play this, man, if you can. Funky music, show enough, turns me on. Man, that would be like, oh, man, that would be pumping and jumping.
You really are
funky
a Brooklyn guy.
Funky music, show enough, turns me on. I remember I was on the corner of Osborne and Hegeman in Brownsville. Never ran, never will. As a white boy, feet don't fail me now. And I would say, yo, Edwin Starr, funky music, show enough, turns me on. And then they'd be saying, wow, that white boy knows his music. And then I'd be jetting. I'd be running towards Linden Boulevard and Canarsie before they turn me into speed bumps. Gotta move.
And that is funny.
Yeah. Disparaging the New York Daily News. Do you not realize in 1970 I was the Daily Newspaper Boy of the Year? 168 dailies, 182 on Sundays. I had a double hernia from that.
Well, let me say this. Way back when I was growing up as a little kid in New York.
Yes.
I've always loved the New York Post because of the sports section. But when I was growing up, the New York Daily News, when you were winning these awards, Curtis, was a very good newspaper.
Oh, and when I delivered it, back page, never before. Forget that Mike Lupica. He's a schmendrick. No, you had Dick Young.
Oh, Dick Young, the best.
You never had a columnist on the back page because people wanted to read Dick Young. He said, I'm never going to call Muhammad Ali. To me, he'll always be Cassius Clay.
He was great, and the newspaper was great, but unfortunately, Curtis, I hate to break the news to you.
What?
It's become a liberal rag. I wouldn't wipe my ass with the New York Daily News, and again, very nice to include my friends, Mayor Eric Adams and Bo Deedle, but how do you not include the guy that actually ran the interview on his show, me?
Hold on.
Yeah.
If that had been Eric Adams' favorite morning show host, Charlemagne the God, because remember, your complexion is not your protection here, Sid. You're just a cracker. You're just another cracker.
You are funny.
If he had interviewed with Charlemagne the God, which he does all the time, and he tells him in the Breakfast Club, oh, you guys, you homies, and my sisters, you're my favorite morning show. Then he comes on with you, and he changes that voice. It becomes a little McWhitey-Whitey, you know, with you. Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah, it's good. You're back in the fold. I got this cracker right where I want him. Come on, admit that shit.
Of course not. I'm his favorite morning show host in New York City. I'm his favorite guy. He's not texting back and forth with Charlemagne the God every day. He's not asking Charlemagne the God his opinion on whether it's a homeless issue or crime.
How do you know? He does
that with me.
He's cheating on you.
Because I talk to Charlemagne the God.
He's cheating on
you. I talk
to
everybody.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's his gumada on the side, right? Charlemagne the God. In terms of morning show hosts.
Right.
You believe that? Is he going to take you home? Is he going to take you home and introduce you to his son and say, hey, you know, Sid is the number one morning talk show?
Yes, he will do that.
He needs Charlemagne
the God. In fact, Eric Adams, his lovely significant other, Tracy, and me and Danielle are having dinner together next week. So, yes, I will be with
Tracy.
I'm sorry?
Where is Tracy? I saw her one time at the Met.
she wore that stupid jacket,
banned all guns.
Yeah, so she's not into the whole public thing. She doesn't want the lights and the cameras. So she's there, and they're very much in love.
You don't understand business. Sid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got a son, a wannabe rapper, right? Competing in the Albanian version of American Idol. The Albanian Idol. I play that rap song on the air overnight, and people are like, panning it. You remember Dick Clark, American Bandstand?
Of course.
Pick it or pan it?
Yes.
They were panning it. Even the brothers and sisters from Don Cornelius's Soul Train would say, that boy cannot rap. No wonder why he's over in Albania. And by the way, you know there's some whining, dining, and pocket lining going on here.
I don't know anything.
I,
and I don't know that at all.
Why would he be competing in Albania?
Because they invited him there. Why, I mean, that's the first. We got, everybody always starts in Albania. It's a known thing. Everybody starts there.
Oh, yeah.
Simon Cowell can tell you that.
Oh, please. Did you see Simon Cowell? Another facelift, and his face will snap like an old rubber band.
Oh, my God. He looks terrible. You're right. He used to be cute with his white T-shirt, his nice hair, the whole thing, but he does not look very good.
I don't think I would use the term cute.
It's
not very manly.
I'm more comfortable with my sexuality than you are.
That's true.
Because you're probably a latent homosexual.
No. You
I'm sorry?
And Eric Adams are metrosexuals.
That's right.
You like to preen yourself.
Yeah.
You like to look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, look at my Joseph Abboud suit. While Eric Adams is saying, I got you better, man. Mine ain't off the rack, pal.
No.
$5,000.
No.
I got the tailor who used to tailor for Pablo Escobar, the Medellin cartel. Comes in once a week, does five of my suits. Yo, you can't compete with that. Come on, Sid, admit that.
No, he knows. We had dinner together, and he actually was pointing out. He said, my God, your clothes are beautiful. Also compliments my body, by the way. That's all the story.
You're a fashionista, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You're begging him to become a runway model. He's friendly with him. Oh, by the way, he was friendly with Kanye West there for a while. Remember
he was,
the fashion
but not
show?
Anymore. Not
what
anymore.
What about Kyrie?
Yeah.
What about Kyrie? Remember, Kyrie doesn't need a vax.
Well, listen, that happens, but he's not friends with those people anymore.
How come he's not mentoring them?
He evolves, and he moves on from
But he always says, I like to mentor people. I like to mentor if they've had criminal. How about this?
Oh, wait a second. What about the homeless issue? I mean, you're a guy. This is a very serious note now.
Yes.
Curtis Sliwa never really takes enough credit for this. He's a very humble guy. But I've seen, me and Bernie, have seen Curtis Sliwa in Penn Station not only helping the homeless, but literally, this is unbelievable, feeding the homeless with his own hands. That's what a good soul Curtis Sliwa is. How can you not be happy, even if it is part pie in the sky, with Eric Adams removing these people from the streets of New York? A man like you, so worried about the homeless, so sensitive to the homeless issue. At least he's trying to take these people off these cold streets.
Initially, I was like a seal. I was applauding like you.
Now what happened?
But
now what?
I just came up on the E-train, right?
Yeah.
I saw eight of them.
Well, they're not gone yet, Curtis. Give it a little time.
But
Bill de Blasio let it happen for 10 years.
I know that, but you understand, while he flew off to Qatar, and by the way, on whose dime?
His dime.
Really?
That's correct.
He says his dime.
Yes.
On his time.
That's right.
And nobody should be asking any questions about his time.
Well, especially not you.
Well, wait a second. Are you sure he paid for it? Could we
1,000%. I saw the receipt.
Oh, you did?
No.
What was that? Brock Pierce's private jet? The cryptocurrency Ponzi scammer? The Bitcoin bandit? The blockchain criminal, right?
I don't even know if Eric Adams knows Brock Pierce.
Yes, he does. He's been flown around by Brock Pierce before.
Do you have any proof of that?
Absolutely. Brock Pierce admitted to it and all of a sudden realized,
did Eric Adams admit to it?
By the way, yesterday, Eric Adams was there in civil court fighting a fine because he didn't do rat mitigation on his own house at Lafayette Avenue. $300 fine. Why didn't he just pay the fine in Bitcoin, since he's always promoting those Bitcoin pirates, right? Pay it in Bitcoin. No, he's arguing it. He has city corporation council say, you know me, I hate rats. This is what I suggested. How about appointing, since he likes to give people a second chance, Sammy the Bull Gravano as the rat czar.
Oh, that's the ultimate rat.
Right.
That is beautiful.
There's no bigger rat on two legs. How many people did he exterminate? At least 16 or more. And you know he'll go after those four-legged rats.
But I believe he lives in Arizona now. He's out of Staten Island. I think he's in Arizona in some type of witness protection program. But he's the only guy that does a witness protection program on television.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I believe since you are in this a sort of moment of idolatry for Eric Adams, you haven't done what Bo Dietl did. Bo Dietl put his lips on both of his tuchus cheeks.
What are you talking
about? He called
them great. You are not allowed to attack my dear friend Bo Dietl, who has sent me so many beautiful messages this morning, including, by the way, you're the best. You are not allowed to attack my friend Bo Dietl on this show. It's not going to happen.
How are we going to extricate his lips from Eric Adams'
tuchus? What did he do? What did Bo do?
Oh, he's the greatest mayor of all time.
He didn't say the greatest. He said great. He said,
"Are
great."
Are you kidding? Great.
Well, what did I say to you? I said, "Look, when it's all said and done, he's not great yet. When it's all said and done, I said Giuliani won. No one touches Rudy. Nobody. Giuliani won. Koch two, and Mayor Adams. Don't be surprised. Ends up number three.
What the hell happened to Bloomberg for those 12 years
F
with Ray
Bloomberg.
Kelly?"
Ray Kelly.
Wait. F.
Fine, I like Ray Kelly.
Your old friend Eric Adams said at a banquet recently, you know, Michael Bloomberg, when I look at you across the room, I see Jesus walking across the gallery.
Who said this?
Your friend Eric Adams.
Well, maybe he had a couple of drinks before.
Oh, he knows how to schnorr white people.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know, you say because he's looking for Bloomy dollars. You know that. By the way, how about you build a statue?
Anybody else you want to take out before this thing?
Why didn't you build a statue to Eric Adams?
No, I want to build a statue to myself. I believe WABC should build a statue to me.
I tell you what, right outside, like Ralph Cramden is the statue outside of the Port Authority.
That should be me.
And we can watch the pigeons just assemble on you and poop on you. And I won't clean the poop off. There's no way. But at City Hall, there should be a statue of Eric Adams next to Nathan Hale, right? I have but one life to give for my country. And on it, it should say, give me your tired, your poor, huddled gangsters looking to swindle, steal, lie, and grift. Come on in to City Hall. We're open for business.
You are such a genius. Can I just say this to you, though? Maybe this will change your mind just a little.
Yes.
In a private conversation, which I'm about to make public, folks, talking about conversations, Lee Zeldin is going to make a major announcement exclusively with me coming up at 8:05 this morning in about an hour. Don't miss that. In a private conversation at a dinner table, I brought you up to the aforementioned Mayor Eric Adams. I said, you know, there's some nastiness back and forth. Curtis is obviously butthurt that you kicked his ass in the election, and now he finds any excuse, kind of like Phil Mushnick and Mike Francesa, to beat you up every day. And he said, I got to tell you, man, I like Curtis. That guy, Guardian Angels, they care about this city. He cares about this city. He goes, him beating me up, I don't care. I like the guy.
Really?
Now, yes, I swear he said that.
Does
that
change me?
During the
campaign, did you not hear him call me a racist, a sexist, a misogynist?
It was all in good fun. He's running for office. Damn it. He's running for office.
Every freaking phobe
he called me. You got to get over that stuff. It was in competition.
Look,
Ted Cruz likes Donald Trump now when he calls his wife ugly.
I understand that. I'm here. No. Please, don't compare me to Ted Cruz, right? Ted Cruz, I have a podcast. 50 million impressions, you schmuck. They're all bots. Can somebody tell them he's who bots? They're all bots. 50 million impressions. Anyway, let me warn you, though. Mayor Eric
Adams. By the way, clearly what Adam said to me about you, you don't care. You're not, you don't care.
You believe that?
Not really. No.
Come on.
No,
you're a cracker, man. He'll tell you anything. Understand that. Remember he said, man, I kicked those crackers' asses in the police department. You think he's changed his mind about that?
100%.
You are the definition of a saltine cracker. Now, do you want salt on it or plain? And by the way, watch those two homeboys he hangs with, the twin brothers, the Petrosians. Don't go to that Osteria La Baia. The New York Times had a front-page story.
I can't believe you just mentioned that place. That's where we're going on Tuesday night.
You can't go there.
I'm on my way there.
The U.S. attorney of the Southern District, I'm telling you, on the hush, hush, mush, mush, they got every table wired like a Christmas tree.
We got a table reserved for 4 Tuesday night at 7:30.
Oh, my God.
What?
You can't go there.
I have to go there.
The feds are going to be taking pictures of you as you walk in. You know, you'll be up in the witness stand. You'll have to be a hostile witness or you'll go to jail. You know, Eric Adams, I'm the new face of the Democratic Party. I'm going to the White House.
Oh,
at the rate
God.
He's going, he's going to be going to the big house in chains and shackles, and you are going to have to become a confidential informant.
We have to end it right here. I don't know how much better.
Don't go to Osteria La Baia. Don't do it.
Tuesday night, 7:30, table number 36, to be exact.
Go to a diner. You've been to diners before. You know every diner in Brooklyn.
They're no good anymore. The El Greco Diner's out of business. King's Plaza Diner's out of business.
What the hell? I've seen you eating a BLT sandwich every day there.
You are so
bacon,
right.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. What kind of a Jew are you?
Give me this on the way out. There was that one really good diner in Canarsie. Is that still there? What about the Vegas Diner? Is that still in business?
Oh, no, man.
What about the Arch? The Arch still in business?
When have you been back to Brooklyn? Oh, that's right. You went for dinner with Eric Adams. You wouldn't tell me what restaurant, because you know everybody would have said, guess who's coming to dinner? It's Curtis Sliwa.
I did invite you to that dinner at Michael's
restaurant.
Yeah,
but you didn't tell me where.
You don't like the calamari.
Oh, I was running around all over the place looking for you. I said, anybody see Sid?
You're a genius. This is the best segment
on,
of the week. I know O'Reilly gets big ratings, but...
I want Sammy the Bull Gravano to become the new rat czar. The biggest rat to eat the Parmesan cheese.
There he is, folks. The great Curtis Sliwa. 12:15 to 1 every weekday afternoon. And, of course, every day, every hour of every day on the weekends. That, folks, that is a radio icon, a legend, a genius. And I mean that from the very bottom of my heart.